Previously on Starsnix.
So it looks like this planet is quite a deserty, arid place with lots of mountains.
You find an article from about 3 weeks ago which indicates that the nobleman that has control of the noble estate, Telmund Omar, is planning to celebrate his 75th birthday very soon. So most of the planet is, you know, welcoming and celebrating his 75th birthday.
You know what the birthday party of a 75-year-old needs? Drunks. Side note, we did pack the drugs in the car, right? Like, we're not going to get all the way there and then don't have anything to sell. I might have been out of the room for that bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we put it back in the car.
Oh, mate.
Oh, it's a Toyota car.
It's a little car.
But I like it.
What's the distance for all these hexes?
Tires strapped to the side.
I haven't provided the scale, but to get to Elitan, it's going to be about a day or so.
Okay.
And we definitely packed the drugs. Like,
so it's like 4 hours per square, really.
If you'd like, you can double check that you packed the drugs.
Is the car in like public view? Like, if I look specifically for the drugs, is someone gonna go,
Wade,
hey, there's a drug.
Where did Jackson, well, Wade, I think you were probably still in the car as well. Where did you guys leave the car? On the street?
I don't think we even moved it. We walked to the place, so yeah. It's probably outside the starport.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, as long as... Does anyone here remember putting them in the car?
No.
Yes. I don't think we
ever
took them out of the car.
We never took them out of the car. We were in the car the whole time.
Oh, so we've got, like, literally a huge crate of drugs in the car.
Half a ton, yes.
Half a ton of drugs in the car.
Yes.
We're in the car.
Yeah, we're ready to roll. Let's do it. Why am I worried? If I can clearly look into the car and see a half ton crate of drugs, so then I assume that I don't need to do like a perception check or something.
No. You're fairly confident that the drugs are still in the car. Okay. Jaxar, you lift the boot of the car in right near the starboard, and you do see half a ton of drugs, as well as an Autobot little robot that's sitting there as well.
Yeah. Cool, I shut the boot right
shut the
boot. Those government officials are like the king of not my problem. That is...
On this planet, they don't give a shit. They're pretty chill. As long as you don't have any laser weapons. That's the...
Oh, yeah.
Lasers...
But every man's got to have a code.
Lasers aren't cool.
Well, this is why we went.
Alright.
Right, let's get in.
Alright, everybody traveling? Everybody agree?
Yep.
Let's roll.
Cool. I haven't heard from Phoenix or Mool. Anything else you guys want to do in town?
I'm good.
And Phoenix as well?
The nature of just before we duck out, the nature of the contact details I got given about the, you know, the quest, not question, the shady character that might be able to give
you
some drugs.
That is a Cantu Grove is the name. Cantu, Cantu Grove is the contact.
Cantu Grove, excellent. And is it like a location and a time? Is it a contact details? Is it like, is there something I can give him a quick buzz?
With this technology level, not really, no.
Okay, all right. Well, then let's just hit the road. We can sell drugs to him when we come back from the party.
If we have any left.
If we have any, that's a fair point. That's
could
fair
be pretty point. Wild. You never know. It's true.
Noble 75-year-old man, he's getting into it.
Phoenix, you were good to go as well?
Yep, I'm ready.
Excellent. No worries. You all pack into the car. The grand car was only really ever meant for about five people, but you all managed to squeeze in quite you know, strenuously, so it's a little tight. Jaxar has probably the most room in the driver's seat, thankfully, so
sweet.
Which is nice, but you hit the open road. Can I take a driving check just to see how you perform at night? Remember, this is low gravity. Fortunately, your car also comes from, I believe, a semi-low gravity wall as well. So it's got some really good sort of...
Hitting sort of tires.
It's got some really good sort of absorbers and stuff like that. So it's pretty good at bouncing off the dunes.
Yeah.
But because this is low gravity, you just have to remember that, you know, if you try to make a turn with the low gravity, you might sort of...
start turning early.
Whoa, yeah. You know, it might spin out as well because... Yeah.
So with drive, what characteristic should I put with it?
I will take... Probably education is probably the best one for this.
Alrighty. So that's a 9 plus C2. That's 11.
Yeah, no worries. Okay. About 12 hours or so... about 9 hours or so pass as the sun starts to come up and you get the car quite successfully most of the way as you see the beautiful sun of the... off the horizon starts to rise. Now, during the car ride, was anyone doing anything particular?
Sleeping.
Got my sunnies on, chilling.
Nice.
Man, I'd like to rustle through the crate of drugs, maybe have a little check. I've got a streetwise of 0. Let's see if I can identify any of the less impressive drugs.
Sure.
So we'll roll that. Okay, so what am I rolling? 1d6.
2d6.
2d6. And then plus my streetwise, which is 0, and social, which is 1.
I'd probably take education or even intellect from this one. It's not really my social standing. It's more just like, hey, I'm pretty sure I've seen these drugs before.
That makes sense. Okay, well, both of those are zeros.
Yep.
So it'll be 2d6. And I roll. And I rolled a 5 and a 2. 7.
Okay. You're fairly confident, like I mentioned before, that you found quite a few of the main drugs. You know, there's the anagathics, there's a few stims, metabolic accelerators, and there are just a few sort of general party drugs. You know, usually it gives people a bit of a high for a few hours. There's assortment of either tablets or sort of, you know, syringe-based drugs. But they're sort of just general in nature. They don't really have a name other than just sort of like, you know, party drugs.
Yeah, party drugs. All right. Well, I'll take a single pill bottle of party drugs .tm, the pills?
There would be a single bottle, yes.
Excellent. I'll pocket one of those in case I need to, gift it or something or whatever.
Never hurts to have drugs in your pocket, sure.
Never hurts, exactly.
Now, Jax has been driving for a while. I will get you to make it, well, you get a choice. You can either make another driving check, but you'll have a negative modifier to it because you've been driving for so long.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure someone else does have a drive skill, right? Am I missing? Because I swear someone has it.
I have drive 0.
Hmm.
That's what I've got too.
Don't
you should
have
be okay.
Drive at all.
Hmm. But yeah, so I will have to give you a negative modifier if you have to drive another couple of hours because you've been driving for so long, or someone else will have to take the turn.
Does someone want to take over? Stop Revive Survive?
I'm happy to take over.
Sure.
Sweet.
If anyone's got better than 0, they're welcome to take over instead. But
I only have a drive 0 too, so I think you should be okay.
okay. Excellent. All right.
All right. I will take a driving check from yourself as well. So 2d6 plus your drive plus your education.
Education. Okay. Education 0. Drive 0. So 2d6. I am glad I didn't pop that pill before. It's a 1 and a 6. Nice sitting there on that 7.
Yeah. No worries. Just so okay. Several hours passes. The sun begins to arrive. And you bring the vehicle closer to the intended destination of Alatan. You arrive at a bit of a sort of a hill overlooking what looks to be a small town nestled sort of near a mountainous region, and you sort of stop the car. So you see sort of probably, you know, about another 5 minute drive down, you know, a couple of hills and valleys is what looks to be the small town that you're looking for.
While he's driving,
yes,
I want to see if I have any notes on my comm about the Sikors.
Sure.
Should I do like a biology roll?
Yeah, no worries.
Check my comms.
Get up some notes. You believe, based on the data that you had, maybe even on the ship before you left, that the sandworms are usually, you know, that they grow Most usual sizes are about sort of 10 feet in size, but they can grow quite large. They typically burrow underneath the soil and the sand, and then sort of come up for, you know, small animals usually that they sort of attack.
That's carnivorous.
Yeah, but they typically only come up really sort of to attack, but they also, you know, have been sort of tamed by some people as well, usually by sort of you know, over long periods of time by training them. So yeah, was there anything specific that you were sort of looking
for? Oh, I just wanted to know, yeah, if they didn't, like, some were tame or
mm-hmm.
all that,
because mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, wait, these people, they try to like offer tourism at some point. Right.
Yes, at some point, based on the fly, they did try to, yes.
I mean, maybe we could help them out, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe they might lend us a worm for us to showcase the nobles,
mm-hmm.
and we somehow, you know, advertise about them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could offer us a trailer for the worm rather than us taking it to the roof.
Trailer.
Jex would probably prefer to be ethical with these creatures.
Sure,
you know?
No, that's right off.
Yeah. Rather not good be slain and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe we could help them out, and
sure.
they can help us out.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, you're about 5 minutes drive from the town proper. It looks, you know, fairly standard. It's not like it's huts or anything like that. So it is still sort of, you know, standard buildings and whatnot. So you're more than welcome to approach.
Cool.
Me.
I think Philip's driving, so it's up to him to park.
Ah, yes. All right. I'll drive in and. I'll park just near enough, but with the vehicle facing away from the town, in case we need to gun it. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
I like the forethought.
Just in case.
Maybe I'm thinking of offering these people drugs. Who knows?
All right. You arrive in the small sort of small little settlement that is sort of is the town of Elithan. So. So there are a few sort of concrete-ass buildings. Obviously, they haven't completely gone off-grid. They do seem to have, you know, power that they generate from solar panels, obviously, because it's a very sunny planet. And there are a few people sort of looking around. There are a few people, you know, no one's immediately come up to you, but they're a little bit sort of, you know, suspicious as they sort of see you sort of come around. Now, you'll have to excuse the cyberpunk character icons. I'm sort of just reusing some assets at the moment. But you can assume that these are people that sort of look a bit more sort of, you know, they haven't really seen people very regularly at the moment. I'm seeing that Mule immediately goes up to talk to one of them.
It's just...
Hello, friends. I say in a flamboyant entertainer kind of way. We were wondering if we could take a tour of your fine tourist destination. We learned about it in a brochure.
None of the locals seem to really respond to you. They sort of just watch you sort of as you make your sort of announcement.
Do they speak English? Do they speak the language I'm speaking?
Do they speak Soleimani?
Well, they're not responding to you, but they're sort of just, you know, this gentleman over here sort of just crossed his arms. He's just watching you.
Look, I'm not going to say this, but are they rude or just fucking don't speak the language?
Are you rude or deaf?
We can, but, no, okay. What one of the, I'm sorry, yeah?
Can I walk up next to him and cross my arms intimidatingly?
Sure. The gentleman that's crossed his arms is this gentleman to the bottom left over here. So you're more than welcome to approach him if you like.
Oh
now,
God.
Would you like to make an actual intimidate check?
No, I just kind of wanted to stand next to Tasman and be like, bitch, you ignoring my man?
I moved here. I'm going to give myself that nice... There we go. Look at that. Party aura. I'm giving off good vibes in this vicinity.
Right. Okay. The sort of bald man that has his arms crossed says, we haven't had tourists in a long time. Why have you come here?
We were hoping to meet the locals. Or the natives? What was on the brochure?
meet the natives. And you've met them. We were by.
We were hoping to meet the natives. What do you think? How have you been treated by the what would they call them? Extraterrestrials?
Well, you're the extraterrestrials here.
We're new to this planet too.
Well, we've been here for many generations.
And overall, how have you been treated by the Imperium, I think? Imperium?
Yeah. Yes, the government, the sort of the wide government structure is the Imperium.
Yeah. Yeah. So ask them, I guess, like what they think of the Imperium.
They're trying to monetize everything, which is it's the whole scheme they had with the trying to meet the natives, which never really went anywhere.
Okay. Not fans of the government, I say. You know, leaning towards one of them. Well, we were hoping to improve your influence in the local government and what gets done on your planet. I emphasize your because I'm signing with it.
And what can you do for us? What are you after here?
Have you heard of the nobleman who's been assigned to this planet?
We know of him.
Well, we have been booked as entertainers for his party. And I am very sympathetic to your plight as disposed people on your own planet. How has he treated you thus far?
For the most part, ignored us, which is how we like it.
Which is how you like it. Wouldn't you like to control him more?
What are you implying?
Yeah. So can I look around there, like, when I look around their buildings,
yes.
Are they, like, good quality buildings?
They're well-structured, but they obviously look like they're not, you know, cleaned regularly every day. A lot of the sort of, you know, surrounding sort of, you know, desert and sand has sort of obviously made its way into the cracks of the buildings. So time has obviously taken its toll on a lot of these buildings.
And on a, you know, from the drive here to, yeah. From the village, to, from the spaceport to here.
Yeah.
You know, are we passing through beautiful terrain, or is it a bit spoiled by the development that's been going on in the terraforming?
You saw a couple of little mining sections, like little mining areas. So obviously, there's quite a lot of mining going on, and a couple of terraforming projects here and there, which have obviously taken precedence over much of the other sort of growth on the planet.
Okay.
And sorry, and while you're having that conversation, what was everyone else doing as well? Were you guys sort of looking around town, or?
I'm not going to be doing too much. I'm going to try to stay back and not get in the way of this conversation.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just looking around. Standing up.
I just hang back and just
kind of keep an eye on the bystanders around.
Sure. There are two sort of younger women, obviously, you know, look like they're probably in their 20s or, you know, early 20s that are sort of just watching this conversation take place.
Is there any sort of distinguishing features of the natives? Like, do they have a specific eye color or you know, a weird extra ear on their forehead or something?
Other than being a bit more tanner, obviously, you know, they have quite a lot more time in the sun. There's nothing that really, you know, sticks out in terms of how they would be different from, you know, everyone else on the rest of the planet.
Okay. So they're just sort of, obviously they were here first, they've been a bit deposed, and they're getting, I don't know, I feel like I want to tell them that they're getting the raw end of a deal, you know, as the noble, I mean, nobles grow rich off the spoils of the planet, I think they deserve the lion's share of that, you know, or at least a greater share of that profit.
Is that what you're saying to them, or is that just what you're thinking at the moment?
That's what I'm thinking, okay. But I'm also wanting to ultimately say it, but I'm trying to word it in a way that doesn't sound retarded.
Gotcha.
Well, while you consider your words carefully, I'm going to approach this lovely lady.
Sure.
Who I imagine is in real life a actual old crone lady.
This is a younger lady, but yeah, sure.
Oh, excellent. I'd express my interest in riding, if possible, a sandworm. Or, like, I want to see what they're doing with sandworms. Are they, like, farm animals, or are they transport, or are they just kind of an enemy to take care of?
Hmm.
So I asked this lady, hello, ma'am. Have you seen any sandworms around here? I'm rather interested in them.
Yes, we do, but why would you want to see them?
I have a scientific interest. I come from a very wet planet where giant worms are things of myth and terror, but I've been led to believe that they're not so scary here.
Hmm. We might be able to show you some of them, but we'd probably have to get Telron's approval. And she points to the bald gentleman that's currently conversing with Philip.
Okay. I have a pretty good trade. I'm good at mechanic skills. Perhaps if Telron needs anything fixed around here that has been challenging to do so, perhaps I can have a look at it for him. I'll go ask him if you think that's a good idea.
Hmm. I suppose you could.
Excellent.
Please, get me out of this conversation.
Telron, excuse me. Sorry, my friends here are a little bit political at times. I was just speaking to a lovely lady.
Oh, Melva, yes. And she said... my niece.
Oh, excellent. Well, yes, lovely lady. I have a passing interest in sandworms, as I was explaining to her.
Right.
She said you might know where I could observe or interact with some. If it's any hassle for you, perhaps I could offer some mechanical skills if you need them. I can have a look at some stuff around here if you need me to fix anything.
We do have a small farm of sandworms that we use. But we don't, you know, they're not a tourist attraction anymore. They haven't been for many years. What sort of skills do you have available?
Myself personally, and many of the other members of my group here, I have a variety of skills in mechanics and engineering, as well as
electronics.
Engineering and mechanics. Perhaps you don't need any computer skills, but if you do, we are quite skilled at that.
I've got some recon and some science. They want something found or learned.
Well, we are trying to keep track on the development of the terraforming corporation. That is, from what we see, they're slowly taking over more and more of the polar cap and encroaching down on this planet. We do have an old communications relay just south, which, well, let me point you in the direction of where it is, if I can find it. Where is it? I had before. It is. Oh, look what I prepared earlier. Wow, there it is. Just south of town.
It keeps getting bigger.
Yes. But it hasn't worked for over 30 years. I've never really seen it work, but you might be able to get it up and running. While many of the other towns don't really use any sort of, wave-based communication systems, we might be able to try and get a few interceptions in terms of communications to at least keep track of what the corporation is doing.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure Wade might be able to have a look at this for you.
I could get a good look at that, and I'll over to the car and grab the mechanical tool set and a tool laser.
Sure. And I think, does Phoenix have a little bit of engineering skills as well?
I do.
Would you like to assist Wade with it?
Yes, please.
What I can get you guys to do is I think I may have explained it before, but like a task chain as well. So you guys can do like one person does one skill, which, based on that success, you can then do another skill as well.
Does Phoenix have mechanic as a skill?
I think... Phoenix, you have engineering, I believe?
I have a mechanical one.
Engineering only.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a mechanical one if that's useful.
Yeah, you guys can always give it a shot. Obviously, just you know, we can task chain it up, so to speak, so you guys do little bits and pieces that help contribute. I'll also, you had a, what did you have? Electronics something?
I have electronics. But that's about it, I think.
What's the specialty for that?
Computers.
Okay. Maybe not as relevant, unfortunately.
I've got remote ops for electronics.
Not particularly for this situation. That's more probe chains than anything, but I like your style. Okay, well, if you guys would like to attempt to make a check, who would like to go first? And tell me which skill you'd like to use. Okay, so you're a mechanic?
I will use an engineering.
Okay. There is a series of... there's a panel on the antenna that has a series of coloured wires that look to be in disrepair. Now, you're fairly confident that with your mechanics, I think your toolbox that you have, that you'd have a couple of replacement wires, so I will take a check for you to replace those wires.
Okay.
And while this is happening as well, we'll then tie up the next check. So does Phoenix want to get into position?
Would you like me to add with intellect or education to that?
For that, I would probably say you'd probably be using just what you think is the best thing. You haven't really seen this particular setup before, so maybe intellect.
Okay. Yep. Plus zero.
Now, Phoenix, you see a little bit more up the ladder of the antenna system, there are a series of sort of antenna wires that point out in directions. Now, you notice from what you understand with your engineering skills, you actually notice that quite a few of them are out of alignment, and you're fairly confident that you could point them back in the right direction.
Okay.
So I will take a 2d6 from you, plus your engineering, plus your intellect as well.
I got 6 in total.
Okay. I'll say that as a pass, but you just don't pass. You don't provide a DM to the next check in the system. And then let me know what you get, Phoenix. An 8. Okay, that's not too bad. That's also success. And then was Asang also hoping to do something as well?
Yep.
Right at the top of the tower is the actual, I guess you could say, the relay beacon. Now you'll have to you'll have to climb up it, basically. Now, is it saying scared of heights? He didn't climb in Rel, did he at all? I don't think it was. I think it was maybe Jackson Wade that climbed the tower? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But I do have athletics and high dex, so that should be fine.
Sure.
Okay. You want me to roll for that?
Sure, go for it.
Alright. 5 plus... Seven.
7 in total?
7 in total for an athletics check, yep.
Okay. I'm going to say, do you take your time with it?
All right. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. It's a little uncomfortable at first, but you manage to work your way up to the top of the ladder. Okay. Now, do you want to give me did you have engineering as well?
Mechanics.
Oh, okay. Do you want to give me a mechanics role as well?
Nine.
Excellent. Okay. Combined with the actions of all three of you, you see the antenna sort of beacon at the top of the tower start to light up. The gentleman sort of comes over to you, to everyone, and says, "Wow, you actually did it. Good job."
Oh, worries.
Let's help. My niece says you were hoping to see the worms.
Yes, we all have a particular interest in it.
Bunch of worm enthusiasts.
Right. Well, yeah, we keep a small farm just south of here. I'll ask her to show you. She he directs his niece Melva, who comes up and sort of directs you to the little farm that they have just south of town as well. You see an assortment of giant sandworms that they also refer to as sikors. There's quite a difference, you know, sort of different sized worms that you can see. Some of them are large, some of them are small. And they're all sort of just mostly roaming about. Obviously, the sort of the ground covering is some sort of harsher rock, so they can't dig into the actual soil to dig out. So most of them sort of just linger around that you can see in this sort of enclosed space that's there.
Jexa starts taking notes about them, observations. And she takes a few little clips and videos and fascinated by the worms.
You see that it looks like they have a sort of several sort of almost like a shark that has sort of several teeth based systems.
Oh, yeah.
So they have several rings of teeth that you can see as they digest food. Lots of rings of teeth that they ingest food with. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Mm. So I'll ask our guide.
The question
is, why do you farm the worms? Like, what sort of product do you get out from them?
Funnily enough, they're actually good meat.
Good food source. Mm. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask them if they have any mature ones that they'd be maybe willing to sell for a barbecue or something?
She points out a few of the larger sikors that they have in the little sort of farm area. But she says that she hasn't really, they haven't sold worms in many, many years. So she's not sure what the process would be to sell one.
Oh, okay. What was the gentleman's name?
He's back in town, yes.
Yeah. Is he sort of the figure in charge of whether or not we could buy the cows, do you think? Well, I guess I could ask. If I can head over to him and ask if he'd be willing to sell one of the cows.
Sure. You go back to him and you approach him. He seems a little bit happier now with the antenna working as well. He's talking with a few of the other villagers just to see what they can now arrange with the antenna back online. You're back. What can I do for you now?
I was wondering if any of the sikors would be mature enough to sell for as a food source. We're low on supplies on the ship, and we'd like to lead it back there and use it for some of our space journeys.
Well, that would be interesting to see. You've helped me with the tower, so I'll tell you what. If you can capture it, I'll let you have it.
Traditional ways of wrangling.
We have our ways, but I'd like to see how you go.
An off world now. All right.
Let's figure this out.
I'm gonna go.
Let's get the masking tape out.
Right. Well, while you go, do that, I will get the I'll get a suitable worm ready and put it in a separate cage. He walks off with his niece, and they you see over the next sort of 10 minutes or so, they direct one of the largest sikors to a separate sort of holding yard. It then sort of moves itself around and sort of shifts. It's quite irritated that it's away from the rest of its little group, and it's sort of in its own little sort of cage area, basically.
What sort of speed are we talking about here that it's shifting around?
Because it's a very low gravity environment, obviously this creature is quite used to being able to move quickly. So it moves, from what you sort of see, it moves quite rapidly around sort of the cage.
All right. Okay. Moves quite rapidly, and is it does it burrow up and down through the ground, or are we
In this particular caged area? In this particular caged area, it's some sort of a rocky landscape, so there's no way for it to dig into the soil.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Does anyone have any experience with animals or with?
Sorry. No.
Not with animals, sadly. But I have experienced beating many other things into submission.
Mm.
Like, I know how to stab, but I think we want it to be...
I like your style more.
we want it to be alive. Ideally, we want to wrangle it.
Did you just suggest he had a biology skill?
I got a biology skill, yeah.
Man, is there some way we could charm it and calm it down?
Phoenix, or... bro, what do you know?
Phoenix. So,
I'm going to roll for biology to see.
Yeah, go for it.
Looking at its behavior.
So 2d6 plus biology plus intellect.
What? Nice.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to see
14, really.
What its behavioral patterns can be.
Yeah. Watching it, you know, while this is all happening, you're fairly confident that that you can see what looks to be sort of two main areas or two sort of pressure points towards the sort of the neck of the sandworm, or where the neck would sort of be, you know, sort of in between a couple of sort of almost folds towards the neck. You're fairly confident with seeing a few different sort of alien, you know, species of a similar sort of worm type, that if you're able to apply pressure points to that sort of worm, you'd able to be, you know, you'd be able to sort of release tension on it and potentially try to, you know, maybe even be able to control it.
Right. So yeah, to the others, that if we press these pressure points, we might be able to subdue it quite easily.
Cool.
All right. Now you just have to decide who's actually going to try to subdue it.
Who's got high dexterity?
I think Maul might be the best example to try to actually capture
strength and dexterity. I got it all, boys.
Mm.
But isn't Philip a matador?
With one strength. All right, well, I will let Maul, if you'd like to, you're more than welcome to make a strength check to attempt to subdue the creature.
I would love to.
Which will be...
I have a special I have a strength specialization in athletics.
Please, like, yeah. So I'll take that as well as your strength. So athletics skill plus strength characteristic.
Two plus two. I'm gonna roll snake eyes. That's 2d6 plus two. I don't know if you guys heard that. I bumped something. Anyways, ooh, that's a 11.
Ooh, all right. Nice. I will roll opposed for the sandworm. It rolls very poorly. It skitters around the little encagement for quite a few minutes.
For a moment.
Yes. You sort of just get direct eye contact to it, well, to where its eyes should be, which are pretty much just near its mouth. But you're able to essentially grapple onto the back of the creature. You're now on the back of the worm as it sort of slithers around the sort of caged environment at the moment, holding on very tight.
Fantastic. Well, I'd like to slither it on over to my friends.
You can definitely attempt to. I will probably take another check from you just to make sure you can also hold
Absolutely. Hiya! Oh.
Oh, no.
I got five.
Because of you're not used to the low gravity environment, and you collapse off the side of it.
Well, look out for a moment. Unfazed, I stand back up and... stare it down again, but
sure.
I don't know how y'all want to proceed.
I'm gonna stand by with a stun grenade in the grenade launcher I have.
I'm gonna take a run up and jump onto it.
More than welcome to give it a go. You guys, remember, you can also use task chains as well, so if you want to try to chain it up in terms of which one.
Why don't
you
use some masking tape and use it like a ring? Okay. I don't know. Get
Brent,
the masking
take
tape.
The head and I will take the tail.
Alright, I am gonna... What am I rolling?
Do you have any particular athletic skill?
Yeah, I do have no athletic skill.
Just athletic zero, or...?
Just athletic zero.
Okay, do athletics... I'll take... Well, if you want to be a bit more dexterous with it, I'll take an athletics plus dexterity plus 2d6.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Well, because this is a task chain, I'll get Maul to make his next roll as well, and we'll see
what
happens.
Oh, it is? Okay, so we're not doing it alone. Well, I see see his son, my old friend, for
You see that he's having space. A bit of trouble, yeah, so you decide to jump in.
Don't send a cat to do a squid's job. Oh, I Jesus, don't. I dropped one. That's 10 total.
Okay. Alright. Asane gets into a little bit of difficulty, but you manage to, while the sandworm is distracted, basically nipping at Asane, you manage to jump back onto the back of the sandworm's neck. You're now quite close to the pressure points that that Phoenix was able to identify. So you can definitely try to see if you can just press into the pressure points.
I'd love to. Sorry, I thought I was I thought I almost did that before, but no.
You almost did, but it managed to flick you off the last minute. But you're a bit more confident on the sandworm now. You sort of realize how quickly it's able to jump people off.
Rassle the worm before.
Yeah, well, you got a bit more experience with it now, and you press into the pressure points. It quite quickly sort of just collapses itself onto the ground and sort of almost sort of just lightly sort of vibrates on the ground.
Oh, look, it's so friendly.
It's purring.
They don't seem to be as dangerous as we thought.
Yeah. Well, I say, comrades, I have conquered worm. Where shall we go?
Our worm.
I'm just sitting on a vibrating worm here, boys. Please.
So the give me some direction. Quite a few of the locals in town have watched you as you went through this process, and you get a small sort of round of applause from them. Sort of just like a light clap. Yeah.
All right.
The one of the locals that was sort of maintaining the cage opens the cage up. Says, "Well, try and give it a ride."
Oh, jeez. Would you like me to roll some? Because I don't know what.
Just to sort of. Look, normally I would take an animal's handling check, but given that you don't have that, I'll just take a another athletics roll to actually maintain your grip on it.
All right, so I'll add plus one because I don't think this is a very particularly strength based one. Or...
Sure.
All right, hoo-yah! I got a 8.
Okay, you're able to continue holding onto it by, you know, sort of maintaining its pressure points. You actually find that now that it's comfortable with you being on its back, you don't have to maintain, you know, press into the pressure points the whole way. Only sort of when it seems to get itself off track. So it's sort of almost sort of loosened itself to you in a way, I guess you could say. It seems fairly flexible and you're able to sort of move it, you know, or sort of try to push it in the direction you want it to go almost. It's sort of, you know, fairly intuitive.
Like a moist motorcycle. Okay, well, I'd love to slither it on over to my mates.
Sure.
How large is this worm, by the way?
It's quite large. It's about 10 feet.
I was thinking 10 feet and how, like, girthy. I hesitate to use the word.
It's fairly girthy.
Okay, so 10 feet long. That's like, what, 3 meters? Okay, yeah, that's quite a large worm. Well, I don't know how many more she can take. If you'd like a ride. And I wink assuredly at Asan.
Look, you do spoil me, all, but I think we're already pressed for time as it is.
Alright, well then I slither off without another word. Goodbye.
Oh, here we go. Yes, okay, no worries. Well, you have to decide now what you'd like to do. Would you like to continue just having the worm to the, you know, like ride the worm for the rest of the way, or attempt to subdue it and then put it on the vehicle? The choice is up to you.
I don't think it's going to fit on the vehicle.
It is quite large. It is quite large.
I prefer not to strap it to our vehicle.
I go up to that. I go up to that guy.
Yep.
And I'll just ask him, like, how long can they travel for, these worms?
Well, they're fairly, you know, they're fairly good creatures. They, you know, good endurance. You know, I've seen them go for days at a time without rest to search for food.
Oh.
And they're not just going to, like, burrow out of their own self-interests?
You know? Only usually to, you know, hide from a larger creature, perhaps, or if they're, you know, specific... food sources underground or in caverns below the ground.
Okay.
Most of the time.
As long as we don't lose our wormy friend.
Well, you can do that, can't you? Ride it for the rest of the way.
Yeah, you're pretty good at more.
Yep. Say so.
Hey, it gives you a little bit of water and a little bit of moist for you.
You're not wrong.
Some nice vibrations.
Okay, excellent. So was the plan to get everyone else in the car and the mule was going to ride alongside for the most part?
Yeah.
How fast do these babies go?
Surprisingly fairly fast. Especially most of the terrain is sand, which for the most part it is. They're fairly quick creatures.
Lovely. Well, I give it a yeah! I like kick it with
it
my heel.
Starts to, you know, it starts to drive off towards your destination.
Oh, there he goes. Let's get in the car.
Yeah, let's get on. Let's get on behind.
Wonderful. All right, who was going to be driving next?
I'll drive again. That's
okay.
Fine.
No worries. I'll take another driving check from yourself.
No worries.
Now you may have to slow it down a little bit to keep pace with the worm.
That's a 7 plus a education.
Sure.
9.
Okay, wonderful. You're able to drive the car successfully. The worm occasionally seems to swerve in front of the vehicle, you know, every couple of, you know, maybe every 20 minutes or so. It just sort of just goes off track for a little bit. Mool sort of panics a little bit as it sort of just steers off, but he manages to steer it back in every now and then.
Yeah.
And you get panic.
Yeah. Now you must decide, I suppose, as the night approaches again, whether you'd like to stop or would you like to just continue driving straight to the estate?
How many hours away is it?
The estate is probably maybe 4 or 5 hours at this stage.
Philip, do you want to take over for a bit?
I think he may also be...
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Awesome. I'll just take another driving check from you.
Oh, and while they're driving...
Yes.
I'm going to take a swig from the alcohol bottle.
Sure. I will... as you open the bottle, it smells of a very, very, very strong, it has a very, very strong scent. Are you taking a swig of it as well?
Yes.
Just roll a 2d6 for me.
Oh.
That driving check was a 10. Just this.
Wonderful. You are able to drive successfully.
8 in total.
Okay. You feel very uncomfortable in the stomach. You feel a bit like throwing up, but otherwise you feel okay, for the most part.
What is this liquid? Good boy.
Mm. It's, it definitely tastes, you haven't tasted anything like this before.
Calling it, it's worm juice.
At least it didn't cheat me by just selling me water.
I'm gonna take a swig of it as well.
Okay, roll a 2d6 for me.
You owe me 20 credits.
5.
Not really.
You take 1 point of endurance damage.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, crap.
you feel an immense stomach pain, and you essentially feel like throwing up in the car.
Please do not throw up in the car.
Oh, what is this rot god? Oh, Jesus.
All right, with Philip driving the rest of the way, a mule hauling on for dear life for the most part, you arrive towards a bit of a sort of a flatter area, which looks to be the noble estate. It's surrounded by a large sort of fenced gate, and you can actually even see that looks to be a bit more of a grassier area within the estate proper, which is surrounded by, sort of a couple of small buildings and a bit of a grassy area. There looks to be a main gate as well, within sort of the building that I'm guessing you approach with the car and the worm.
Yes.
Yes. I would assume so.
Yes. Wonderful. As the car approaches, a small door to the side opens up and an older gentleman approaches who looks to be in sort of a bit of a formal suit. He introduces himself. I am Tolis Tumman. I'm the servant for Mr. Amar. Who are you?
I, Philip, will lean forward and then look straight at Mull and go, "This is Philip, the great matador." because I presume he doesn't, like, he just knows my voice from the phone call. He doesn't really know
Sure, makes sense.
Let's pretend that he's Tyler Major.
Ah, so this is the great worm.
Matador.
The worm matador.
Worm wrangler.
Too preoccupied with piloting this worm to respond. Also, is Tasman exploding for anyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Quite a grand entrance right there.
Mm.
Oh, no, I mean voice-wise.
Yeah, voice-wise, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, switch to no headphones while we're eating.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you brought the worm already ready to go. Let me open up the gate and I'll let you into the courtyard so you can prepare. He then opens up the main gate and he directs you to bring the vehicle into a small sort of courtyard that's set up in the facility. So, the ground car that you have available.
Do you have any
no worms allowed.
I'm sorry.
Do you have any worm based parking?
Worm? No. No, we do not.
Hang in them all.
Instead, I ask, where can we park my worm?
Alright, so let me just drop these characters in a sec. Okay. Now, time wise, it actually has ended up being quite good timing for you. As you find that some of the festivities have already actually kicked off. There are a few people that have already sort of come in. Obviously, this is going to be quite a long party. And you find in the courtyard there are actually quite a few people already sort of entertaining themselves, which I will bring you into. Just bring you guys over to here. The servant, again, his name being Tolus Tamman, says, please, you know, get yourself comfortable. There's currently a, you know, the pre-arranged entertainment happening, which is taking up most of Omar's attention at the moment. But he'll be with you shortly.
Is that Maul riding around the worm?
Yeah, what is Maul doing at the moment? Hello.
Oh, I'm muted. Oh. I was muted the whole time. My apologies.
Right. That's it.
Well, this worm won't stop a Slytherin, so...
You gain the attention of quite a few people that see you slipping around. A very elderly gentleman looks at you and he says, "What the hell is this?"
Noticing my audience, I'd like to put a little bit of bravado into my act.
Of course.
You know, make some hollering noises, do some hairpin turns, maybe some whoosh, donuts, flick that slithery tail around. As I'm passing the elderly gentleman,
yep. Say,
"You never seen a squid riding a worm, boy."
Well, in all my years, I haven't seen anything such as this. Please, bring the worm to me.
All right, well, I skirt to a stub in front of him, and I'm going to dig my thumbs into the pressure point so he decides to stop moving.
And... It collapses onto the ground and begins to vibrate ever so softly.
Aww.
He goes up to the worm and lightly sort of touches the side of it, just sort of like a light caress. This is a...
like a ride.
Do you trust me? What? Do you trust me?
Am I allowed to? Wait, I'm the nobleman here. I'll do whatever I want. Let me on.
Oh god.
Maybe considering our lordship's advanced age, could we offer some additional substances that might ease the mounting process on his joints?
However do you mean?
Well, we just happen to be in possession of some perfect substances to aid in your youthful prowess, which is almost mandatory when riding a beast with such vigor.
I see. He calls to his servant, Tolus. Can you arrange to take the anagathics from these people? He the servant responds and he says, Yes, Mr. Omar. He then goes to your group and says, so do you have a collection of anagathics for Mr. Omar to sell to us?
So we do. I do have the broker skill, if we want to cut a deal here, boys.
Is this while you're on the worm?
Lowest I can go is 250.
And we may have lost Phoenix.
No, he's back.
Ah, excellent. Can you hear us okay? Ah, good.
Did I miss anything, sorry?
No, we're just discussing selling the anagathics to the nobleman at the moment, to Mr. Omar. Now, he says to you, please, now let me focus on riding this worm and we can sort out the business deals later.
Fair enough.
Now, how do I get on this thing?
Jeez, I feel very responsible all of a sudden.
Well, you're the matador after all.
Gentlemen, please, straddle it with your legs. Tightly. No, tighter. All right. Now, arms around my waist.
He sits right towards the back of you and grabs your waist.
All right, well, I'm going to lightly release the pressure points until the worm, you know.
I slap the worm on the bum.
Oh, no. All right, give me a roll. We'll...
Yes, a roll for just any roll.
Give me another athletics roll to hold.
All right, do you want my strength? Or do you want just athletics?
Probably your athletics skill if you can for me.
Okay,
just and then I will roll one, for I will roll for Tolman as well to hold on. Ooh.
Oh, that's not good.
what did you roll?
I rolled an 8. What did you roll?
You managed to hold on. Telman collapses as soon as the worm essentially starts to move.
Alright. Well, I'm going to roll to try and immediately halt the worm.
Sure.
And see what's wrong with Telmund. I have rolled a 12. Jesus.
Okay. The worm is, again, subjugated. It begins to vibrate ever so lightly.
Telmund, are you okay? I'd like to slither on over to him and assess for medical needs. I do have medic 2, so I'd like to roll that.
Although I think maybe Phoenix had his medic kit as well. Did you maybe want to make a roll?
Oh, gotcha.
Phoenix.
Yes, just a minute.
Let me
Google
It's also very hard to make a medic check while you're on a worm.
Yeah, true. Drive-by surgery.
Alright, give me a 2d6 plus medic plus int if you can for me.
Nice.
Excellent. You're able to see that Telmund has actually broken his back from the fall.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Mole!
thankfully, with your medic skill, you're actually able to not heal, but, lessen the pain that he's feeling.
Oh my god.
If you would like, while he's in this position, Phoenix, you're also able to apply the anagathic if you'd like.
Alright, well, I bellow, I go, Philip, you fool! Banging that worm. Probably shouldn't say that, actually.
Give him those
anagathics, I think it is, yeah.
Give him that agriculture.
Who has the anagathics?
It was in the vehicle, but you're probably in the best position to administer it.
Okay, sure. I administer them.
Okay, no worries. Within moments, you see even some of the wrinkles of this elderly man's face start to sort of like recede a little bit. And he immediately sort of begins to smile just a little bit. And, you know, he sort of just like pops up a little bit and does like a little bit of a sort of like a stretch and a bit of a crack. Oh, that's good. Oh,
why are you looking at over 60?
I'm sorry, what was that saying?
We can get you a few more of those if you're at all interested.
Oh, please. Oh.
come into a man's house, put him on a worm, break his back, give him drugs.
Mm. And Lord. Then sell the rest of them.
Just but, 101.
But please enjoy the party. We'll deal with the we'll deal with the business side of things tomorrow, I promise.
We'll deal with the most.
Salesman could learn a thing or two.
Is it an open bar?
There is a little bar area in the courtyard, yes.
Excellent. I spend the rest of the night there.
No, fair enough.